All right. Check one. Check two. This is it. Welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. With your host, me, Rob Cantrell, coming back again with a story to tell. We're drinking coffee, smoking Lobo. Now we gotta rap really slow-mo, 'cause I like to keep it even keel. You know the deal. This is the Cannabis Coffee for real. This is episode 263. You can't even see me. I'm underneath so many trees. I'm the bee's knees. So is this podcast. It's gonna last. 'Cause it's good for your soul. I got mic control. I know how to be bold. Don't be telling me what to be told. Just playing beats, drinking coffee. We're gonna interview some people. We're gonna do this. We're gonna do that. We might take a nap. We might start a rap. We might end a song. We might blow a bong. And then I know how to float along till the end. I'll cut it quick. Then I'll get out of this stuff real quick. Aw, yeah, I don't even know anymore. I'm just doing these rhymes like I said before. But now I'm gonna switch it up. Here's some death metal humming. What's up? Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. Today I'm drinking some of the best coffee. I don't know what I've walked into. Life has gone hot and cold, cold and hot. Spring again, Bismarck, he said. It's spring again. But yeah, welcome to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. This Cannabis Coffee Hour is sponsored by Gotham Coffee Roasters. Not that they're really sponsored, but I'm just drinking them. And they did sponsor me with some delicious coffee, actually. This is like, so I'm just kind of like spellbound by how good this coffee is. Gotham Coffee Roasters. This is the Finca El Placer Colombia. I'm sure I'm pronouncing that all wrong and possibly, wrong. But it's Colombian, really good, high-end, slow-roasted coffee. I did read it up on it. Gotham Roasters. I just smelled it, and it was just so beyond good. GothamRoasters.com, that's it. Nothing else, just Gotham Roasters. These guys are the king here in New York. Well, I don't know. It's hard to say who's king, but I have to say that I am blown away by the quality. And they came highly recommended and couldn't have been kinder, which is what is needed in the world today. I'm just trying to slow it down, as you could tell from this beat. But also speed it up, especially with the cannabis laws in New York City. I tried out Lobo from the new Matawana dispensary here in Brooklyn. And I give them a big shout out. It's so nice. It's the first female minority owned dispensary, and it's literally like right across the street from where I'm doing a show on April 17th. Yes, my solo show, 1972. You can go to the legal dispensary literally right across the street. South Slope, Fifth Avenue. It can't get much better than that. And I'm doing like 48 minutes, and it kind of goes with the theme of this episode, is that I am taking it slower. I am on my second cup of this coffee. I just roasted this. This is like the fresh cup. I'll probably put the rest in the refrigerator because, whew, it is strong, but it's beautiful. And, but at the same time, I've already had yesterday's coffee. I'm kind of in that hyper loop of, I'll brew another thing of coffee at 4 p.m. because I got some things I got to knock out. You know, life is moving at such a grandioso pace with technology that, just stopping and settling down and being present is like such at the forefront of everybody's mind. That's what's kind of cool. And this coffee, oh my God, this coffee's really cool. Death metal haunted humming is really cool. It seems like the cannabis laws in DC are changing. There's some big thing. Right here in New York, that's the big thing, really. That's what's affecting my life. And hopefully it'll, spread. But yeah, I'm having like best of the best. The sun is out. It got cold. Like first it was started spraying. Everybody, I was getting just nice messages from friends I haven't heard in forever. People were trying to link up. Everybody's smiling. And now it's back to the cold. I actually had to wear some long johns going to a set the other night. And, shout out. Where was I? Oh, my God. The best show. Let's see what else. Courtney McGinnis's show. That was an amazing show. It was in the Lower East Side. And I hadn't been in Manhattan in a minute, and I do love hanging out in Brooklyn. Just checking out this thing. So, it was a little cool. I mean, it was the Lower East Side, but there was, it's just hard times out there. I guess I got cut to the chase. I saw some dude shooting up like right in front of me, which I hadn't seen in a while. And, after doing like all this meditation and stretching and then to see something as that raw, and then I'm getting older and I'm walking. So combining all of those, I just had kind of this moment that it's just nice to be able to slow down. The thing about getting older is like, I'll just have to slow down a little bit, and do these shows, but walking around, and then it kind of goes back to intention and mindfulness. What else? Comedy show with Tom Dagato and Courtney McGinnis. Tom is amazing. Tom Dagato has a big like YouTube travel show, or just kind of like a walking tour, but also all these like dark funny facts. He's funny and their show is amazing, and they're both amazing people. It was just a really fun show. So as much as like dark times, I saw somebody shoot up and everything, but in terms of stand-up, I had like an amazing set, and I taped it off my phone, and I'm getting better at that and getting better at watching myself, which is very hard. But now, like over the years, and just trying to, I did that one thing. Let me go over it and accomplish that task because I know it's the right thing to do. That's what cannabis is so much fun, is doing all the little tasks. And just running around, I do, it kind of complements some of it. But also, you got to be real. It does, you have to be, people's emotions are really raw right now. I know mine are, And I did take like 5 or 6 days off cannabis and it felt good, but then it also felt good smoking again. So who knows? But I do know that this coffee's amazing. And I'm having a blast doing this one-person show, 1972. I did the Eastville. I've been doing some comedy clubs, but also trying to weave in some real stories while doing those sets. And sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. But I haven't done those stories. You know, I haven't done some of these stories I used to have and I retired. Now it's like, I don't know, I'm looking at everything at a different light and then kind of trimming the fat, and some of the stuff just doesn't work in today's world. But also, you know, just learning to be a little bit more open to looking at my older material with a real eye and trying to figure out, you know, just how to place it. You know, I guess what I'm talking about is that I'm trying to put together a stand-up special. And that's what this solo show's all about. So, you know, that's where kind of like a lot of my head's at. It's either screenwriting this thing or working on the stand-up special or doing this podcast and sampling some of the best coffee and cannabis in the legal New York world. The Travel Agency, which is another top dispensary in New York City, it just opened by the Barclays Center. And I went by there, and that place is amazing. So shout out to them. Shout out to the whole New York cannabis scene and comedy scene. I'm starting to get more gigs. It's like there's more and more, I don't know, cannabis shows happening with comedy shows, and those two work together nicely. So we'll see. It's just interesting how, you know, the world is floating by, you know, and I've been trying to keep up, but I did like stretch my leg the other day. And the one thing I've noticed, is like, just listen to my body. And if I stretch something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to take a day off. And that day off, it did heal up. So if you stretch something, I do know like from past time to stretch something, how you pop something or something crazy is when you push it. So now I'm kind of like trying to back off a little bit and stretch more and write more and drink more water and some more have some more ganj. Because I do believe, like, getting older, you know, that's just one of the ways I want to work with all the travel and motivation. And that's what's so great about this. It's called Sour Stomper from Lobo. It's some of the, you know, it's part diesel. I looked it up. It's all energetic. It's like some of the best, probably some of the best strains you can get, and super strong. Like, if you mess with Lobo, I would say out of the legal cannabis market, Headspace and Lobo are the ones that I've found to be, you know, particularly high THC. Like, you're definitely going to get up there. Yeah, I'll read the Lobo. Now, Lobo is the premium cannabis company here in New York State. And I will say, you know, I think those were some of the first pre-rolls I picked up. I remember that with the Matt Koff episode. And that was with Housing Works. And this is also Matawana is Lisa Ann Mata, I believe is her full name, and she's the owner and runs Matawana. And hopefully I'm going to do an interview with her. This is coming up. But I went down and picked up some Lobo Sour Stomper, 3.5, $44. This couldn't been better. I mean, premium flower top, hand trim, organically grown, and earthy grape aroma and flavor in this indica-dominant hybrid strain. Made by crossing Grape Stomper and Sour Crack. This strain produces a heady high, relaxy, dreamy, but with enough energy to keep you off the couch. Boom to the bip. That's what I'm talking about. Lobo Sour Stomper. Smoking Sour Stomper in a romper. This ain't anything you knew. Coming through with something brand new. Sour Stomper. It is a heady high and relaxing dreamy. But I thought I could freestyle right there, but I get a little bit caught up. It's not as easy as I think sometimes. But yes, then again, it is. But this coffee, I did want to read up on this coffee. This is the Colombia Finca El Placer. Additional fermentation time and slow drying result in a fruit-forward sweet pink bourbon from Colombia. Brilliant. I'm down to the last cup. And like I said, I was like, I'm going to probably only, you know, drink this one cup. I don't think that's true. There's a lot of day left. And I think I'm going to need some coffee. But I'm going to do it slow and I'm going to do it right. I'm going to clean up and fold and get it between all the nooks and crannies. Get your taxes done. Update your passport. These are all the little tasks that I've been up to, you know, life stuff. That I did take that week off. And it worked out. But it's great to be back on the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I may have some more coffee. I may go have some more of the more. It bums me out that I drank it all. Yeah. Have a good time with this episode. Taking it real slow. Here we go into outer space and back again. This is how I'm gonna say it again. Ooh la la, here we go now. Ooh la la, here we go now. Should we speed it up a little bit? All right. Get your vitamin B vitamin. Love that. Mm. Yeah, I'm excited to go back to the Parkside Lounge. I know I talked about it on the last episode, but that was the one place that I had to do 3 nights in jail after performing. And I'm going to be on Victor Vernado's show on Monday. It's called the New York Talent Show in the Lower East Side, at the Parkside Lounge at 317 East Houston Street. Starts at 7. It's a cool part of town. If you're in Manhattan on a Monday, you want to come check it out. That's definitely a good spot. I'm liking this beat. I've been watching these dudes that are just been DJing on like these beat machine things. And I like doing the podcast, but I also like making the music. And getting to play with the format, I guess, a little bit. Because I know we're going to go out there and do more episodes. But you know me, I'm trying to keep it weekly. Sometimes I'm like, just like enjoys hitting the Lobo. Nah. I'm figuring it out just like you. And the more is like, I don't know, trying to not think and keep it really simple. Be a simple kind of man. Something you love and understand. Be a simple kind of man. I saw somebody playing that in the street. It's a Lynyrd Skynyrd song. And it was the last thing. It was like in Brooklyn, so it was kind of weird. But I always did like that song. It's wild. How the Grateful Dead's like coming back into taste. And how like country's like becoming bigger than hip-hop. And hip-hop's getting big, and then all the labels are falling out. The times, it's all, you know, evolving and changing, and that's why I'm trying to evolve and change, and there's going to be some big changes coming up with the Cannabis Coffee Hour. I know that. I'm going to keep doing it and taking it into outer space, because how much fun is this right now? And I always swore, like, go by the fun. And the funny. But for to sustain, it's got to be fun. And I think cannabis definitely makes things, as an adult, a little bit more fun. Safely, for me. Shout out to all the bumblebees out there. And the hornets and yellow jackets. So many different type of bees and so many different aggressive forms. I don't even know about these killer hornets. When it comes to fear, I'm kind of... But the one thing about meditation is, like, it is making me face the moment a little bit more clear. And that's something that I have, like, taken from it. It's like, okay. What's clear is I do want some more of this coffee. Okay, I think I may have to stop the podcast and get some more coffee. Hold on. Yeah. I got more of the Gotham Coffee Roaster. Finica a la Plasor. This is like one of their better beans, and it just tastes so good. And I had to dip back in. Is the beats too loud? You know, I'm definitely influenced by Jamaican culture, especially with ganja, but especially DJ culture. I love just like playing a beat like this and talking over it. And just that dub style, playing with the reverb, making the most out of everything, and actually playing and having fun with it, and redoing and remixing, not treating everything so sacred. And also keeping it simple. Just having some coffee, having some Lobo cannabis from Matawana on a New York day. Oh yeah, this is how we play. Come over to 506 Fifth Avenue, April 17th. Excuse me, I burped. Ate too many olives. Oh yeah, now I got to holler. I got a smoothie this morning. Then I ate some olives. I thought it was kind of weird. But I've been smoking like it was many years ago when I had a sick flow. But I still do. I'm back at it. Who knew? Well, I did all the time. I know this show is fun to rhyme to and with. Smoke out. Smoke some piff. Or not. Have some ice water. I'm fucking around and having a good time. I'm doing my thing with a funky rhyme. I got a rolling beat machine. It's on time. Shout out asparagus. I'm going to get some fresh asparagus and swordfish tonight. I'm really looking forward to it, and some lemons. It's going to be a great, great meal. Again, I'm just enjoying this coffee so much. And just learning to just slow down. you know, I have been doing the meditation, but life is just going so fast, and I know you got to go out and make money and set it all up. And that's when I'm getting overwhelmed with, I guess, is where I'm going with all this. And that's why I'm trying to, like, you know, zero in on it. And that's what I'm trying to prepare for filming next week. So I'm going to have a little bit of film crew, and I don't want to talk it up too much. I do know you got to keep your cards a little covered. I see the numbers and they're going up, so somebody's out there listening. I've been doing this for a minute, 263 episodes. I mean, I know something. I know, like, all your, like, thought type of systems have to, like, go away, and you have to, like, really focus in on what you want and who you are. Because the lanes are all open right now, but it takes a lot of work. That's what I'm learning. Like, I'm doing everything to keep my mind off of politics. It's so divided right now. And I know what side I'm heading on. So that's been kind of weighing on my head a little bit. And like, you know, just avenues of performance. And how the legal cannabis market is opening up. And how it's going to be working, you know, with the new economy. Because I know some people that have gambled on cannabis, like with stocks and stuff, and lost big time. And it's not like you can just open a store and make money. I mean, now it's like the flood of the market, and there's like a bounce of the black market cannabis with the legal cannabis. But I'm definitely pro side the legal cannabis in New York State. Just because it's regulated, and the farmers I know are great, and they're supporting minority and female business ownership like Matawana. So it's exciting. If you're a real cannabis user. Well, I don't ever want to say that, because I think, you know, everybody has their own thing, and in time, people change and people evolve. I know people that used to smoke a ton and then don't smoke at all. I know some people that have dropped it and gone back. But one thing is, I shouldn't overthink it too much and enjoy it, which I do. Thank God for it. I think I, you know, come really high strung from a really high strung family. And as a man, there's like all these studies. Not a man, I shouldn't say that. It's just like high blood pressure and high heart rate and living in the city and being under, you know, going for your dream and all that anxiety that comes with that. It's the one way that I've learned to deal with it. Has it helped or slowed me up? I don't know. I definitely think it's helped, you know, definitely pursue my dream for how long it takes. And enjoying the simpler moments. That's what I always get back to with it. It does, you know, as much as people make fun of the hippy-dippy life ideal, utopian ideal, just being a simple man. I think we're seeing the, you know, the outcries of these huge egos at play and how much money and stuff. And I'm not even naming names. I'm beyond names. But I mean, that's the way meditation has taught me, is like naming of things. And like, it's definitely, the older I get, the more about the moment and the energy that you carry within the moment. Because you can always fly off the handle, and you can always go on a dark spell, or you can always spin off. But then you come back to the moment, and really all the moment is like, yo, you're lucky to be alive. But even by saying that, you know, that's what I'm trying to play with, is just embracing it. Cheesemonger, 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 cheesemonger. Watch out, I mong on the cheese. I got all this cheese I'm monging. I got some Gruyere. I got some stuff that tastes like yo mama's hair. I got blue cheese, I got cheddar, I got Swiss. Nothing better, I'm the cheesemonger. Cheesemonger. I'm the cheesemonger, and I'm taking big bongers. I'm talking buttloads of bong hits. Watch out, I'm gonna shit. I've been eating too much cheese, drinking too much coffee like it's a disease. Oh no, I gotta hit the commode and let it float. I'm shitting all over this room. Better go get a broom. No, get a wet dry vac. Watch out, I'm gonna rap. I'm just fucking around about the cheesemonger, and I'm gonna do it much longer. Well, maybe not. Experimenting with this beat is what I got. Loving is what I got. Well, this has been a great, spacey, fun episode. I appreciate everybody that's come along on this. This has been more of a experiment with beat machines and really high-end coffee and really high-end diesel cannabis. You know, just learning how to work it all and see how it comes together. But I want to thank everybody. It's been listening. I got a show April 17th in Brooklyn. I'm working on my one-man show called 1972. I'm really excited about that. Shout out to Matawana. Shout out to Shapeshifter Lab. Shout out to Hiram, who helps me work on this sometimes. Shout out to Courtney McGinnis. Everybody over there. At What Else Comedy, Tom Delgado. Shout out Tom. Check out his YouTube page. And thank you for listening to the Cannabis Coffee Hour. Peace and love. Meow.